1. Tina Hammer stood on the Newport Pier admiring the ship that lay before her eyes. "I can't believe it's finished already," Tina said, grinning. Roger, the chief shipwright, nodded slightly, a discreet smile creeping across his face as well. Normally the level, tempered, and quiet sort, Tina saw how he stood a hint taller, gazing out on the ship that lay moored just off the coast. Its general makeup was that of an old-fashioned icebreaker, although it was heavily modified with modern equipment such as remote-controlled sails, SATCOM navigation, automatic underwater mapping and detection devices, and automatic course correction and autopilot for starters. She expected it to be necessary. Just a few kilometers north of here, icebergs were floating down on the currents along the southern coast of Rossi, the northern continent, even with summer fast approaching. And it meant the explorer could function with just a small crew, meaning fewer mouths to feed, which again gave it a much longer operating range. Almost 2 years ago, Tina Hammer had been the first human to set foot on Aurora, landing her shuttle on Verri, in a place that would later become Fort Andrews, the first settlement on the planet. It felt like ages ago, but then a lot had happened since, and Tina wondered if anyone would ever inhabit that place again. A nuclear wasteland, nobody would be allowed to go there for a long time. Perhaps one day, when humans expanded south again, they might decide the area would be fit for habitation, but it would take a long time. It wouldn't be her, that much she knew. South of the stronghold, every little piece of land held too many bad memories. No, she had other plans, and right now, a key component of those plans lay out there, on the water, slowly rolling with the waves, waiting to be put to the task of expanding human reach on this new world. "We named it Explorer," Roger said, his gaze never leaving the ship, "and it's the finest ship I've ever laid my eyes on, if I may say so." Tina walked along the side and took in the massive ship, fashioned of North Verde hardwood. Roger explained how the ship had come to be and the thinking behind the details. The more she heard, the more impressed with this man she became. He had been one of the first to join her and her group of friends back when all she wanted was to build boats, and she was happy to see that he had continued improving his craftsmanship. The memory of the now burned-down little town still stung. Port Hammer, its inhabitants had named it after her, until Havilar's soldiers leveled it in a futile attempt to crush the budding rebellion. Even then, Roger had a knack for building on the ideas of centuries-old designs and adapting them to their new environment here on Aurora. "It's old-fashioned, of course," he said. Tina let him speak, not interrupting his words. "Our resources are still limited, and if we put in an engine at this point, the ship's range would be too limited. The war really taxed us. We just don't have the fuel to spare. We've got a couple of fuel cells, but that's it. So we came up with the idea of using sails, not unlike those on a caravel. Lateen sails make for maneuverability and speed, even to windward. And look," he pointed to the shape of the hull near the waterline. At first, Tina didn't understand, but then she saw the way the hull bulged. "See, the egg-shaped form makes it so the ship is pushed upward by the ice instead of being crushed by it when the forces get too strong. Of course, there are limits, but we've studied the blueprints from Fram, the ship used by both Nansen and Amundsen on polar expeditions back in the 19th and 20th century, and copied as much as we could. If there was ever a safe sailing ship for polar exploration, this is it," he said. "And there's room to put in an engine later." Tina noticed Roger waited for a response, and she turned toward him. "So do you think we should wait? For the resources to put in an engine, I mean. It would feel safer," she said. Roger shook his head. "No, it's ready. And who knows how long it would take before we're ready to use fuel for seafaring exploration. I think the Stronghold's priority right now is Verde. We still haven't explored all of our own continent yet. So if anyone's going to take us beyond Verde in this decade, it will be you, in the Explorer, using sails." A gust of wind from the north brought a whiff of salt, and Tina turned toward the sea.